The movie Glory, about the 54th Regiment from Massachusetts, may be the way many people today became aware of African Americans fighting for the Union in the Civil War. But there were tens of thousands of other blacks who fought as well. Company F of the 29th Regiment U.S. Colored Troops was made up of African American volunteers from the Midwest, including some from Wisconsin. Now it's largely a group of Wisconsin men who keep the memory of Company F marching along. The man giving the orders is Jack Tomlinson, who portrays Sergeant Major Jackson. Tomlinson is one of several employees at the Milwaukee Veterans Administration Hospital who decided to form the Company F reenactor group. Tomlinson says when he was growing up, and in many places today, the role of African American troops in the Civil War wasn't taught.
We heard about, Lincoln freeing the slaves and so forth, but we never actually dug deeper to find out about the 29th, the 54th, the Buffalo Soldiers. And that part of history is missing.
So another reenactor, Charles Wallace, portraying First Sergeant Thomas Scott, makes sure school children get that history lesson.
Attention company! I want to welcome you.
This month at a military history event at the Soldiers' Home Grounds in Milwaukee, Wallace and others talked to a group of students about Company F. Wallace noted that several of the soldiers died in Virginia at a bloody fight known as the Battle of the Crater.
Our major stood up and told his men to touch up. What that meant, he wanted his men to come to attention and we were going to move forward. He told them to touch up, men. Today we're going to show the world that black men can fight, and they charged. And our unit was devastated, and the major was killed.
The presentation for the kids acknowledges that Company F, like other African American units in the Civil War, was led by a captain who was white.
Good morning. My name is Captain Daggett. I have been the commander of F Company since it was formed and until it mustered out.
David Flynn portrays Daggett. Flynn says Daggett was a religious man who thought slavery was a sin and was eager to lead a group of blacks to fight against the Confederates and their use of slaves. Flynn says the modern view that it was wrong to prevent blacks from leading their own units in the Civil War was not universal in the 1860s.
The black soldiers got to work with a white officer who actually cared for the welfare of the black soldier. The white officer got to learn that these black men were men. They bled the same, they believed the same, and they loved the same. And it was a positive experience for the race relations in America at that time.
Flynn notes that after the Civil War, many whites in the Union forgot about the accomplishments of the black troops, and for decades, some practiced racism against African Americans. But that's a fact that some black reenactors in Company F only talk about reluctantly.
Well, that's a bigger sociological phenomenon.
Larry Sims is one of the newest reenactors coming over from St. Paul. He plays the trumpet professionally and serves as Company F's bugler. Sims says African American reenactors can perhaps blow a hole in any lingering racial prejudice.
And maybe this aspect also will bring some more pride and encouragement and enlightenment to the whole world, you know, because a lot of people out here that are not of my African-American descent are surprised to see me in uniform and carrying when I'm the bugle and everything, that I even actually played a bugle. Wow, they had a bugler back then, a black bugler.
When Sims played his horn during a Parade of the Soldiers' Home event, he commanded attention. And the mostly white crowd at the parade responded well to Company F. It's that kind of favorable reaction that has Company F co-founders talking about trying to recruit more people into the reenactor group. They hope to do some recruiting tomorrow at the Juneteenth celebration in Madison and at Monday's Juneteenth event in Milwaukee. Chuck Pernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you.